The Big Breakfast.
This is great banter. It really is.
With Martin Fundamadva on OFM. The sound of your life.
Hi, it's Duncan from The Big Breakfast on OFM. Now, this week on the show, we had a little bit of an election special, and we kicked things off by doing the final countdown quiz, the Election Day special.
Okay, is jy ready for?
Ons is gereed.
Praat vir ons hard in die mic en hoor as wat julle mooi kan hoor. Hier gaan ons final countdown quiz live from the polls.
Your time starts now.
Okay, hoeveel provinsies is daar?
9.
Okay. Watter provinsie gaan die meeste stemmense hê vandag? Mense wat stem?
Gauteng.
Ja, okay. Watter provinsie gaan die nie meeste, die opposite, die minste mense hê?
Minste stemme Noord-Kaap.
Okay. Hoeveel mense gaan stem in die Vrystaat vandag?
Yes, seker maklik 1 miljoen.
Sjoe. Wat staan die IEC vir? Wat
Independent Electrical Electric Commission.
Hoe kent hier in hulle logo?
Blou.
Okay, wie is die current president van Suid-Afrika?
Cyril Ramaphosa.
Okay, goed. Wanneer het Cyril die president van Suid-Afrika
2018.
En watter tyd maak die polls vandag oop?
Oop, suppose 7:00, maar dit is nou al 20 oop.
Let's give a round of applause. Ek dink, hoeveel het jy gekry op die einde? Ons gaan goed hierdie vrae en die antwoorde. Behalwe die Independent Electrical Commission, dink ek het jy nogal right gedoen.
Independent Electrical Commission I think they might be on the ballot. There might be somebody to vote for. I'm not even
sure. Does he load shedding gestop kry, yeah.
Okay, so how many provinces in South Africa? 9, good. Gauteng is going to have the most voters. Apparently, according to some estimations, just over 4 million voters in Gauteng. The province with the least, the meeste nie, as I said, of die minste, gaan die Noord-Kaap wees. Apparently, about 400,000 to 500,000 voters. Give or take, how many voters will the Free State have? Chris, they nailed it. 1 million, give or take about 1 million.
Wow.
Maybe a bit more, 1.1, 1.2. What does the IEC stand for? Not the Independent Electoral Commission, but it's the Independent Electoral Commission. One color in their logo, blue was good. Cyril Ramaphosa is the current president. When did he become president? He said 2017, then he fixed it to saying 2018, which is correct. And then, from 7 a.m., the polls were open today. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8. Good.
Okay.
You're getting coffee, my
brother. Thanks, I'm going to go with coffee, Mark, and I'm going to work with the Afrikaans. I'm going to say, where?
It's jammer. I'm going to try now. I'm going to Afrikaans here in the line chat.
And in this week's sports alphabeting, Sam Ludidi took on the letter P and went into politics and sports.
I've decided to go with politics.
So the theme is politics?
Yes, sports people in politics.
All right.
Now, there's a couple of people that make this list. The most important one, I think, well, there are quite a few, but I'm going to start with a woman in politics. Mm-hmm. Her name is Nova Peris. She played Australian hockey back in 1996, won a gold medal at the Olympics. She was the first Aboriginal Australian woman to win an Olympic gold medal. She's now in politics, and she's with the Northern Territory Estate out in Australia. So big up to Nova Peris there. Then we go into other politicians. Bill Bradley, former U.S. Senator, he played himself a bit of sport as well, a bit of basketball, actually. Former professional sports person there. How familiar are you with the WWE, Martin?
Very. I used to follow that as a child.
Do you remember the Big Red Machine, Kane?
I do, very well.
Yeah, he's a senator.
Really?
Believe it or not, yeah.
Does he still wear his mask?
No, not anymore. Well, on and off, depending on whether or not he's wrestling.
To wrap things up, we asked the people how they enjoyed their voting day, and if anything sort of odd took place.
OFM, Julian here. We stood for about 3 hours in the queue. That was after the ballots were an hour late to arrive at our voting station. And we were about fifth in the queue. And then about the whole hour days came past us and came to vote, which caused us to get to our voting only 3 hours later.
That happened to you as well yesterday, eh?
As we arrived, the old folk don't wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go and vote. They wake up at 7. So when the things open slightly late, we just had them all the old folk in the world. It looked like a casino at about 6 in the evening.
Mike, Gister het 'n ou 'n great joke gekrak voorby by die voting booth. Ek het dit geniet, nê. Nee. Jy weet mos jy as jy nou registreer dan print hulle daai kaartjie met die masjien.
Ja. Yeah.
Dit lyk soos 'n masjien wat jy mee betaal by 'n plek.
Ja. Yeah. Okay, ja. Yeah.
En die masjien vir een of ander rede wil nie lekker werk vir die ou voor my nie. En die vrou wat besig is om dit te hanteer, probeer 2 of 3 keer die ding wil nie werk en hy wil nie die slippie print nie. En hy sê later, probeer maar die kredietkaart. Wie van ons was nog nie daar nie?
How old was this man? Was he a father?
He was a father. He was a dad. He had a young son there as well. Classic. So it was a good dad joke. I enjoyed it. Ja, Suid-Afrikaners is my uniek in die sin van ons maak die beste van enige situasie. En ek hoop jy het 'n paar pelle gemaak gister in die verkiesingstou.
For that and anything you might have missed, go to our blog. It's the Big Breakfast blog on OFM.co.za. Alternatively, hit up our Facebook page. That's OFM, the sound of your life. Tune in again to the Big Breakfast Monday morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on OFM, the sound of your life.
The Big Breakfast.
This is great banter. It really is.
With Martin Fundamadva on OFM, the sound of your life.